You're listening to The Sports Moment. Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
There is snow on the ground, however, thank goodness for indoor track and field facilities. That allowed the area teams to get their track and field seasons rolling. The Otters, we talked about them earlier this week. They were at Concordia for an indoor meet last Friday. Well, yesterday, the Hillcrest boys and girls were involved in an indoor meet at Concordia, the Heart of Lakes Conference meet. And I do have the Hillcrest results. I haven't seen all of the results yet from that meet, but the Hillcrest Academy track and field teams, the boys were 7th out of 8 teams, and the girls were 6th out of 8 teams. Alan Oss is in his 17th year as a head coach, and he was pleased with the start to the season. First place finishers, Kaya Fiskness in the 400-meter dash, and the 4x800 relay team with Kaya and Elsa Retzloff and Ruby Peterson and Emmy Berge also won their event. I know Al is very high on that relay team. Some third place finishers, Ruby Peterson in the 400 and Elsa Retzloff in the 800. Also some personal bests by Xander Brown in the 55-meter dash and the 200-meter dash. Isaac Hamilton in both the 200 and the 400, Xander Knutson in the shot put, and Maverick Peterson in the 800-meter run. The Comets are going to compete a week from tomorrow at Fergus Falls for their first meet of the season, weather permitting, right? We've got to say that, I guess, with the snow on the ground. A lot of softball and baseball games are being postponed around the area, as you might imagine. After the snowfall, there will be some makeups coming up for sure in the not-too-distant future for them. Well, Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation dating back to 1883. Now, you can visit Pemberton Law at their offices in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, and online at PEMLaw.com. That's PEMLaw.com. Lake Area Docks and Lifts is ready for summer, and they know you are ready for summer fun, or getting there anyway, and they can help you out at Lake Area Docks and Lifts. They offer premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
The University of Minnesota Golden Gopher women's basketball team won their playoff game in the WNIT last night. They got 26 points from their bench on the way to a 77-62 win against the Pacific Tigers in a game played at Williams Arena. The Gophers are 17-15 now. They had 4 players reach double figures in the game, led by Sophie Hart, who had 14 points in just 19 minutes on the court. Sophomore Mara Braun, returning from injury after 58 days out of action, added 12 points. Mallory Heyer chipped in with 11 points and 6 rebounds. And the Gophers had 20 assisted baskets on their 30 made field goals. They also forced 22 Pacific turnovers in the game, and those takeaways led to 25 points on the offensive end of the floor. So that means Minnesota will now play NDSU in the Super 16 in the WNIT Friday night at 7 p.m., and that will be back at Williams Arena for that matchup. Baseball note to left-hander Jordan Montgomery and the Arizona Diamondbacks are in agreement on a 1-year, $25 million contract that includes a vesting player option for a second season. The deal is pending a physical, and it ends Montgomery's free agency 2 days before opening day. It could include a second-year player option at $20 million if Montgomery makes a minimum of 10 starts. The Minnesota Twins are gearing up to open their season in Kansas City tomorrow afternoon. An afternoon start at 3:05, the Twins and the Royals will open the series over the weekend, and then Minnesota will head to Milwaukee for a two-game series next Tuesday and Wednesday, and their home opener is a week from tomorrow, Thursday, April 4th, with the Cleveland Indians coming in for a three-game series before the L.A. Dodgers come to town, starting on Monday, April 8th, for three games, and the Dodgers, of course, with Shohei Ohtani on their roster this year. So that'll be a treat for Twins fans to be able to see him at Target Field. And the NFL has made some interesting changes to the rules. NFL owners approved a massive revamp of the kickoff play on Tuesday after 3 days of discussions at the league's annual meeting. And the format actually originated in the XFL. The proposal passed by a vote of 29-3. NFL competition chairman Rich McKay said there was a real good conversation about the rule change, and they need 24 of the 32 owners to vote for it to pass a rule change. So getting 29 out of 32 made for a really solid decision. So the new alignment rules represent the most significant on-field rule change for the NFL in years and are designed to reverse more than a decade of declining return rates while also lowering concussion rates in the process. So, in essence, the format will move the majority of the kicking and return teams downfield to minimize high-speed collisions, and it will go into effect for only 1 year in anticipation of possible tweaks over time. So during the 2024 season, kickers will continue to kick off from the 35-yard line, but the other 10 players on the kickoff team will line up at the receiving team's 40-yard line. At least 9 members of the return team will line up in a setup zone between the 35 and 30-yard lines, and up to 2 returners can line up in a landing zone between the goal line and the 20-yard line. No one other than the kicker and returners can move until the ball hits the ground or hits a player inside the landing zone. Touchbacks are going to be marked at the 30-yard line. No fair catches will be allowed. And in the event a team wants to attempt an onside kick, it will have to inform officials of its intent and would then be allowed to use the NFL's traditional formation. No surprise onside kicks will be allowed under this new format. So we'll see how that goes. Certainly need to do something for the opening kickoffs in the NFL. Just hasn't been a lot of excitement in that part of the game, and increased injuries. Lots of penalties too. Maybe this will reduce the penalties in kickoff situations as well. Well, thanks for joining us. That's our podcast for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow on opening day for the Major League Baseball season.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.